Wyoming's quiet, wild spaces attract adventurers from near and far, but we also hear frequently about adventures gone wrong. Throughout the Mountain West, we hear stories of people who go missing. By day, Scott Hammond is a management professor at Utah State University, but in his free time, he's a volunteer search and rescuer with Rocky Mountain Rescue Dogs. Hammond spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Martinez about his new book, Lessons of the Lost, which details his experiences with the search and rescue organization.
I've been in a lot of situations in the mountains where I wished I could help someone, and you feel helpless, or you see someone who's panicking because they've lost someone. I've also been in personal situations where I felt lost myself. And so I started getting interested in how people and why people get lost. And it seemed natural to then take that into the wilderness, but I quickly realized that it's not just a wilderness issue. We get lost in life as well.
Getting to the more literal sense of being lost, say, in the wilderness, you have a chapter devoted to lessons of the lost, getting into the psyche of lost people and offer advice for being found. If you would, please read from the first lesson of the lost.
The first lesson of the lost is that survival is insufficient. The survival zone is a place where you should spend as little time as possible. Survival establishes a minimum level of physical and emotional and social needs and will deteriorate quickly. This is the tipping point between yes and no, making it or not, death and life. It is the point of maximum misery. Consider a desert survival situation where you have just enough water and food to stay alive. The heat during the day is paralyzing. The cold during the night is overwhelming. One wrong move, one break from the shade or a spill of the cup, and you pass the tipping point to death. Think of the stress of living in a place, in work, in life, in the wilderness, where you are always looking over their edge, wondering if you might perish. Survivors need to move as quickly as possible into a position of thriving in at least one area. What I was really trying to say there is that, you know, we think about survival, and there are all kinds of programs about survival skills and how to do this and how to do that in the wilderness or even in life. And the truth of the matter is survival is a really inefficient place to be. It may be the first step towards thriving, but go through it quickly.
In your book, you feature stories of survivors, people who became lost, and early in the book, you talk about a woman named Victoria struggled to survive in the wilderness. Could you tell me about her?
Yeah, Victoria Grover is a physician's assistant who went lost in the southern Utah desert, and she had been in that desert before on a survival class. She decided to go back on some day hikes. She was solo hiking, and she had told the hotel to expect her back at a certain time. And she just got too far down the trail, and so she turned around and built a fire and decided to overnight. And the next morning as she was going out, she broke her leg on the way out. And she was there for 4 days waiting for a rescue. She was in a place where no one could see her. There was a stream about 40 yards away, but she couldn't get there with a broken leg. And she sat there and envisioned this whole thing out and realized that she had been thinking about it in the wrong way, that if she started to think about turning herself around, her body around, and going backwards, that she could get to the stream. And so she pushed herself along with her legs, going backwards, and then as she went along, she collected leaves and she collected anything that would burn in her little plastic poncho. And when she got to the stream, she got the water that she needed, and then she built a fire with what she'd collected and buried the fire in the sand and sat on the sand to keep her warm in the first night. That kind of creative thinking is what all people who survived have to do. You have to see it differently in order to be able to solve the problem.
The way you found out about this story is because you interviewed her a few days after she was rescued. What's it like to interview people after these harrowing experiences?
You know, these are the most sacred stories that people have in their whole lives. They're just so deep and profound, and they're life-changing experiences. For Victoria, 2 years later, she has a completely different life. And one of the points I make in the book is that lost people, you know, they vision the home that they know, but you never come home to the same place. You're always a different person once you've been lost.
It's clear from reading through your book that you're not only talking about people whose hikes or road trips have gone wrong. You're also trying to explore what it means to be lost and how people can get out of that state, even in life. Tell me more about why you decided to make that link in your book.
For me, it came from a very personal experience. The second search I was called on was for my own brother-in-law. And I had seen him take one step and then another step into this self-made wilderness of his own. But he had just lost his job. He had gone through a messy divorce. He was separating from his family. He was becoming more and more isolated. He couldn't find work. And over time, that led him to drive his car into the woods and walk away. And it moved me deeply in that I saw the relationship between how his lost in the woods was related to his lost in life.
Scott, thank you so much for talking to me today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Take care.
Scott Hammond is a professor at Utah State University, a volunteer with Rocky Mountain Rescue Dogs, and the author of Lessons of the Lost, Finding Hope and Resilience in Work, Life, and Wilderness.